Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Yoo-hoo!
Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 308 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the spring queenie creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and all that good shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com or back on the description page for this episode, back on Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to the spring queening. This is an episode for women because spring kinging just doesn't have the same ring to it now, does it? So I'm not going to tie myself into linguistic knots trying to make this user friendly for everyone. If you are an open-minded man, and if you can dig on some queenly energy, then please do stay. I am more than happy to have you here, but this one is for the queens. The queen queens, the queens in training, and the queens who don't yet realize their capacity to embody this kick-ass archetype, which I believe lives within us all. All archetypes do. We can call forth, whether we're a man or a woman, we can call up any archetype we need, any archetype that serves our lives. And let me give you some personal backstory here on why spring queening, which is something that I love to say and I can't stop saying and will probably say a jillion times before this episode is over. Spring queening! I was super into decluttering, like all the things, decluttering. I was super into it during the first half of the spring transition. Imolc, Candlemas, that the beginning of February, that time of year does that to me. Like after the dust has settled on Christmas and the Happy New Year, and you find yourself smack dab in the middle of winter and spring, that's when I feel the urge to purge some clutter. So that happened and I was super into it. But then I got swept into this fictional world that I have been creating for years and years. And I started writing like a mad woman in my spare time. I just started writing and writing and writing and writing started taking over everything. And when I get writing, when I'm wearing my writer's hat and going full tilt, I am a writer. My house suffers. So much for all that decluttering, papers and books and dishes and laundry started piling up around me. And I didn't even notice because I was living in my head and having such a fabulous time there. Running parallel to that was the most unusual phenomenon of LA rain. We had like a good run of LA rain, which is precious around here. And that is when my writing expedition moved from the great outdoors of my weedy backyard and into the chair, the big squishy island of a chair in the corner of my living room, which I loved. I love rain. I love weather. And we get so little of it here in Los Angeles most years. So I was just soaking it all in, like more, give me more. And I got super, super hoogalicious with it. I am a hooga witch. I love hooga. I love the coziness. So I was really leaning into the coziness of the overcast skies and the rainy weather and like writing in my chair indoors. And there was so much toast. I typically eat a plant-based diet. And when I say plant-based, I don't mean vegan or even vegetarian, although I can spend weeks eating a vegetarian diet and be perfectly happy. But when I say plant-based, I mean my diet is based on plants. My meals are built around plants. Plants are the star of the menu, the main dish, and I eat pretty clean otherwise. So toast, albeit gluten-free toast with almond butter and butter and bananas every single day, is a bit of a switch for me. A tasty switch. It was really, really good. But my body after a while was like, why? After about a week of that, I got to the, and really, you know, like one carb leads to another, right? So I was eventually having lots of starchy carbs with every meal and getting slower and more tired and brain foggier by the day. There were many, many naps, which culminated on the rainiest day. So the day the rain reached its peak, I reached peak carb. I reached peak carb because at Thanksgiving, my mom found this gluten-free stuffing at Trader Joe's and she bought me like 4 boxes of it, I think. So I had 3 boxes of gluten-free stuffing after Thanksgiving. We had one on Thanksgiving and I had these other 3 boxes and I make it. I don't just follow the instructions, okay? Like, I make a whole production out of it. I sit there sautéing the celery and the carrots and butter. And then instead of water, which it calls for, I use broth. And then I bake the whole thing in the oven after I sauté it and cook it. And it's just like crazy, 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 crazy good. So I had one box left. And it was the big storm, the rainstorm, the rainiest day. The kid and I were going to watch Harry Potter and we were just going to snuggle up. And I was like, you know what we need? More carbs. And I remembered the box, the last box of gluten-free stuffing. So I got all into it and I made this stuffing and we stuffed ourselves on stuffing. I also, I'm a person, in addition to eating like mostly plants, I've been like this my whole life. I don't eat ever past the point of being full. Not ever. Like once a year I do it. And then I remember how much I hate it, how miserable it makes me feel. And my kid is like that too. He always just stops like, I'm stuffed and then we're done, right? But the stuffing is food crack. It's not right. As I just explained to you how I make it, you can probably understand we ate way past being full because it was so good. And we were watching Harry Potter. We were grooving on the stuffing and the rain pitter-pattering on the windows. And when I went to bed that night, I felt like a 500-pound bear. And not happily so. I was just like, ugh. So heavy with carbs. Oh my God. And like... stuffed. It's a feeling I hate. So when I woke up the next morning, tired, of course, I was like, enough, enough. And then that's when the idea of spring queening hit me. Because in addition to, like I said, that was peak storm. That's when the sun started coming back out too. So that's when the idea of spring queening hit me. And I wanted to spring queen my house and spring queen my bod and just like, whoosh, lighten up the whole vibe. Like I needed to do it. It was a soul craving. Coincidentally, the spring equinox happened right after that. So this was all perfectly timed. And I have been in spring queening mode ever since. So what is spring queening? It is taking back your energy and zest for life through the decluttering of the physical manifestations of soul. And yes, I made that up. I completely made that up. Just roll with it, okay? Because I'm having fun here. And beyond fun, it's actually been really inspiring for me. And then I've just been looking forward to sharing it with you because I hope maybe it will inspire you too. A few years back now, when I really connected with the idea of the soul expressing itself through our bodies and our homes in a literal way, I talked about it all the time. And I've talked about it quite a bit since, because the moon is involved in that too, that like your soul expresses itself through your moon. So I'm a Scorpio moon, in case you didn't know, in case you wanted to know. But what has really been fascinating for me, let me backtrack too. I learned the moon thing from Ann Ortelli. And Ann Ortley, oh no. I forget which is which. I say it both ways and I forget. I want to correct myself when I say it one way and then I want to correct myself when I say it the other way. I can't remember. Ann Ortley, I think, is how she says it. She said, feed your moon, feed your soul. And so I started looking at things that Scorpio needs, right, to feed my own soul. And it really clicked for me. And then I made this connection between our bodies and our homes and our souls as manifestations of the soul. Like the soul expresses itself this way and communicates with us. Like we can communicate with our souls by listening to the messages of our bodies and listening to the messages of our homes. So you might have once heard me talk about, like when I was on a big feng shui kick, I did this exercise where I walked through my home like I was a stranger, and I journaled all of this, and I asked myself, like at each room, like, what does this room say about the person living here? What is this room saying about the people who live here? It was, holy smokes, there were a lot of tears. It was a fascinating exercise, but not to go too far down that rabbit hole, but just to give you a history of why I'm talking about soul here, it's because I see our bodies and homes as literal expressions of our soul. So if you were the queen of your own life, if you were the queen of your own life, which I'm saying you are, but if you were the queen of your own life, how would that be reflected in the state of your home and the state of your body? What would be the physical manifestation of that if you were the queen of your own life? Would your home be a dumping ground for junk mail and dirty socks? Would your body be a tired lump of frozen pizza and Girl Scout cookies? Or would it be a vibrant, clear expression of your power to co-create your life on purpose? And I'm not talking about minimalistic decor here or juice fasts. I'm not talking about losing weight. I am simply asking you to check in with yourself, to check in with your own soul and ask, if I were the queen of my own life, would this be the state of my home? Is this how my body would feel? And if not, if you're like, so not, and you would like it to be, I am suggesting to you now that the vibe is right for creating a shift around that. The astrological vibe, the seasonal vibe, the feeling in the air is, it's a good time. It's a good time for creating a shift like that. And I'm going to talk astrology here for a second, even though I'm not at all an astrologer, and I tend to fall in and out of love with astrology off and on and off and on and off and on. I'm totally down with the natal charts. I think there really is something to learning your own natal chart, and I'm fascinated with that. That's not what I fall in and out of love with, but I do lose patience with certain kinds of predictive astrology, especially when it's all like doom and gloom, or equally if they get super duper micro with it to where it becomes obsessive and like a crutch. Like I can't go an hour without checking the astro weather and all signs point to the fact that we're fucked. That you see a lot of that on Twitter, and I just don't have much patience for that. So sometimes that can kind of like, turn me off enough to where I just tune it all out. However, I do really like hanging with one powerful archetype as a guide, like Saturn, for example. Saturn is an energy I've been working with for, it'll be 2 years this summer. I need to have a anniversary party with me and Saturn. Or the queen archetype I have been working with even longer than that. And I really enjoy the sweeping larger archetypal gestures. Like we are now in the season of Aries. I can totally groove on that. Or sometimes even just like the 2.5 days of the moon in each sign. in general, I like to work with these energies and ideas over a little stretch of time and to really get to know them and then see for myself, not because I read it on Twitter, but to see for myself if and how they resonate in my own life. And sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. Right now, they do. So this weekend, we are getting a full moon in Libra, and Venus enters the sign of Taurus. I have to take a breath. I get really excited. Am I yelling at you? I don't know. Take a breath, Joe. Take a breath. Venus rules both Libra, my sign, and Taurus. I'm really excited about this, which explains me kind of yelling at you and not taking proper breaths. But I'm counting down to Easter because this is happening on Easter weekend. And so, like I said, since I screwed that up with my breathing, let me backtrack and say we're getting a full moon in Libra, and Venus enters the sign of Taurus, where it will be for a while. So Venus rules both Libra, my sign, and Taurus, which makes perfect sense for those of us in both, actually, the northern and hemispheres, because both spring and fall are times of great beauty, and Venus is also the ruler of beauty. I like to think of it like this. In Libra, Venus rules the beauty of the mind. In Taurus, Venus rules the beauty of the body. That's a good way to think about it. And I love that when these two come together, like they're doing this weekend, Taurus and Libra, we've got this balance of both the mind and the body. And it's interesting to contemplate all the ways in which the mind informs and shapes the body and vice versa. The body informs and shapes the mind, especially when you take the perspective that the body is an expression of soul and the mind of spirit, to be inspired, to have an inspiring idea. This to me feels like a queen thing. My queen, the Queen of Swords, aka Athena, is also ruled by Venus. At least that's how I see it. And my queen journey really began with working with Athena as the Queen of Swords, the Queen of the Mind. So this right now feels like coming full circle as I am now in the midst of launching round three of the Queen program, which I will tell you more about at the end of this episode. And if you are listening to this in a timely fashion, I will be sharing an early bird discount code with you that you will be able to use until Easter. So there's that. In addition to that, the sun entered the sign of Aries on the spring equinox, leading us into what we're in now, the season of Aries, a season of action. So what better time to take action on your own behalf? What better time than this, right? As Aries is a self-centered sign, which I mean in a nice way, it's both the strength and the folly of youth, right? That self-centeredness that Aries represents. And it's a sign that finds us kind of like leaping before we look, like leaping into action before we've even had time to think. And there's actually a purity to that. As the old saying goes, actions speak louder than words. And that is so Aries to me. You can really see who someone is by the choices that they make and the actions they take. And again, this is an opportunity to consider that from the perspective of the queen. Are the actions you're taking now a reflection of your inner queen? Are they the products of someone who has a sense of command over her own life, a grasp of her personal sovereignty? Or are they simply the reactions of someone struggling to keep up? Are you like reacting or are you acting on your own behalf? I feel like that's a season of Aries thing. That's a spring queening thing. In addition to that, what messages are you sending out into the world with your actions? to the children watching, especially the little girls, the would-be queens of the next generation? What messages are you sending to your own body and mind? How are your actions defining you now? Spring queening is about deliberate choice and taking a physical approach to reclaiming your pattern, your power. That's what I'm saying it is. Spring queening is about deliberate choice and taking a physical approach to reclaiming your power. If you dipped, this is cool too for those of us who love shadow work. If you dipped into the proverbial underworld of winter and did the shadow work so many of us do during the dark half of the year, how can you utilize that now? Like, we don't do that for nothing, right? You want to emerge from the underworld having learned something about yourself, right? So if you were to return to spring like Persephone is the queen of the underworld and rule from that place, what would be different than every spring that came before this? There's so much wisdom in the seasons, and there's so much wisdom in you. As I said last week, you are nature. Every season is in you. And spring queening is about recognizing that and ruling from that place with intention as the queen of your own life. Forward march! March, 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 march. My nephews used to call my mom, their grandma, marching grandma, because they would, I don't know why or how this started, but they were marching, or she would lead the way and they would march all around the house and she would do that. March, 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 march. So I've had that in my head now too. Because is it no wonder that spring begins in the month we named March? I'm saying that was on purpose maybe. March, 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 march. Onward, queens! Let us freshen up our homes and lighten up the energy of our bodies from the perspective of personal sovereignty. Like, eat those salads, drink those green smoothies, declutter that junk drawer with maximum intention, keeping in mind that how you do anything is how you do everything. In fact, I think it's a good idea to say to yourself as you're doing those things, I choose to do this now, as an expression of my commitment to live the rest of my days as the queen of my own life. And right now, this queen is craving the clean, spring clean and green, fresh, fresh, fresh. So mote it be, something like that. Something like that. But to do it from that perspective, how would it feel different if you did it from that perspective of treating your home and your body like a queen and your whole life, really? And if you have not yet signed up for the free 3-day video series, You Are a Queen, I will link to that for you here too, because it's a little series that I created so that you can start this journey regardless of whether or not a program like Queen is in your budget right now. And I think you'll get a lot of value just out of that on its own. So it's a free 3-day video series. It gets delivered to your inbox. And then for those of you who are ready to take this queen thing to the next level, I am so happy to say that round 3 is starting on the new moon, April 15th. April 15th, mark your calendar, the journey begins. And if you know for sure that you want to do that, I encourage you to take advantage of the early bird discount if you're listening to this in time, because it's gone this Sunday night, Easter night. When I get home from partying with my family, I am taking it down. But until then, you can get $20 off when you enter this discount code at checkout. Spring Queen. I bet that doesn't surprise you at all, right? No spaces, all lowercase, Spring Queen. If you put that in, there's like a little box that says offer code. It will automatically roll the $20 off. You can read all about that by following the link here, wherever you are on my blog or on Blog Talk Radio. And basically, it's a 5-week audio journey. Queen, a 5-week audio journey to reclaim your personal sovereignty. And it is delivered to your inbox in 10 installments like audio installments. And then there's a couple of videos thrown in for good measure and a Facebook group. And one more thing before I let you go. Speaking of that Facebook group, I want to read a couple of the testimonials that came in after round two, after the second round of Queen, because they make me happy. And I want you to know that I am not the only one rocking out on the Queen archetype right now. And if you want to do that too, you are in excellent company. So here's a couple of those. Shauna Hill says, "The Queen audio journey was a catalyst for ongoing transformation for me. Joanna's teachings were not just inspiring, they were game-changing. The Queen course planted a seed within me that continues to grow and blossom in surprising ways. Since completing it, I feel like my boundaries are clearer. I feel more receptive to pleasure in my life and have been brave enough to make some big, important changes that have brought my life into closer alignment with my dreams. I am so glad I decided to say yes to Queen. Thank you, Joanna. Thank you, Shauna. Thank you. That is so cool." And then Sierra Lowry said, "I have always struggled with identifying with my inner queen, blaming my anxiety or phobias as the reason I don't always feel comfortable in my own skin. This program helped me grow more into the woman I knew I could be. Don't see this as a program for women of a certain age. I am 22 years old, and you have no idea how much it helped me. I hold my head up higher, speak up with confidence. I'm loving more about me. Joe is super supportive, and my fellow queens made our group feel like a little family. Join us. We are happy to have you." That is so sweet. I love that. I love that. I love those queens. And ask me anything. If you have any questions, shoot me a message on Twitter or Facebook or my email, and I'm happy to answer them. And until we meet again, happy spring queening. Much love to you. Peace.